Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, October 6th, 2017. The hurricane-like storm front, Xavier, had Berlin and Brandenburg in its grip yesterday. At least 5 people died in accidents related to the storm, mainly because of trees falling on streets or cars. Commuters had to change their plans as the storm affected schedules of the Deutsche Bahn, airports, and public transport alike. Earlier in the afternoon, the Deutsche Bahn stopped all trains between Berlin, Hamburg, and Hanover, and later all S-Bahn lines had to be shut down completely. Both airports stopped handling passengers temporarily, and trams, U-Bahn, and buses were affected as well and had to run on different schedules. Long lines formed at the operational public transport platforms, and after the storm calmed down, many people were seen walking on the streets, having no other option available to get to their homes. The storm slowed down around 8 p.m., and the cleanup continues this morning. Further delays on long-distance trains and flights are expected for today. A policeman is on trial for corruption and giving away internal police data in at least 266 cases in exchange for favors or money. The owner of a table dance bar confessed before the trial that he offered free drinks, prostitutes, and a limousine service to the accused. In exchange, he received information about himself and 2 other people that was stored in the police internal system. Colleagues secretly investigating the officer also confirmed that the accused had a, quote, very friendly relationship with the bar owner. The owner of a secondhand electronic shop confessed that he used the services of the officer to check on items that were offered to him. In at least 1 case, the officer entered wrong information into the system to delay the tracking of a stolen electronic device. The accused denies all accusations. In a statement read by his defense, it stated that in his time as a plainclothes officer between 1993 and 2008, in Moabit he gained lots of knowledge about the scenes and that he had to build these relationships as part of his work. The Union of Taxpayers, a group that tracks useless and questionable expenses by the government, has published a report on Berlin's biggest tax sins. The good news is that the Senate seems to have learned some lessons. An idea for so-called Begegnungszonen, or meeting zones for pedestrians across the city, was dropped after its first implementation in Schöneberg was not successful, and 4 million euros were saved. Shop owners and restaurants had complained that parking spots were turned into pedestrian areas, which hurt their businesses. The zones were not received well, and the installed benches invited partiers to make noise all night and spread litter through the area. The zone also forced bikers to share the road with trucks, which was dangerous for the bikers. The bad news is there are still some questionable projects receiving a budget from the Senate. For example, in a competition for a pedestrian bridge in the Europa city close to the Hauptbahnhof, no detailed cost estimates were required. Now the estimated cost for the winning design went from roughly 2 million to 3 million euro, and the construction has not even started. Other sins are in IT, where the lack of investment is forcing people to work with software from the 90s, which kills productivity. And a fence on the Luiseninsel that was installed to protect the flowers from rabbits had to be designed with historical accuracy, which ended up in costs of 60,000 euro for 100 meters of fence, roughly 600 euro per meter. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.